You went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Tracy,
yes,
back
girl.
At it. Second date update.
Just get back out there. Get back out.
I mean, that's really what you have to do.
Yeah,
I mean, look at Colton. Colton did it from The Bachelor.
Look at Colton.
Yeah.
I mean, just getting out there.
With 30 other women. And
yes.
Now he's in love.
Now he's in love.
Yeah,
he's
in love.
It can happen to you, too.
It can. And today, Logan is actually on the phone. Good morning, Logan. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We're good. Logan?
Yeah.
So tell us, who did you go on a date with?
Yeah.
I went out with, she's actually a mutual friend. We both have a mutual friend, and her name's Andrea.
Oh.
And we just kind of decided, our friend kind of hooked us up.
Mm-hmm.
And, we just kind of had, when we talked the first time, mm-hmm. like, we just had a lot in common. Like, we both are, you know. Who isn't into Game of Thrones? But we certainly are.
Yeah, right.
And we both go to the gym a lot. You
okay.
know, we like exercise and yeah. and doing outdoorsy things, hiking and things. So
yeah.
we decided to go on a date, and we did. So
cool.
Well, that sounds all good
yeah,
right now.
So yeah.
Yeah. Well, we went to I don't know if you know Vintage Brewing.
Oh, yes.
In
oh, yeah.
Madison.
Very much
so.
Mm-hmm.
So we met over there, and I got there first.
Uh-huh.
And she came maybe like 10 minutes late, but that was cool. And then, you know, we just kind of did the small talk thing, you know, uh-huh. getting to know each other.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I think she's really cute and fun, and uh-huh. we had a good time. And, you know, we had a couple drinks and just, had a little food, and then I don't know, I thought it went great, and kind of hugged her good night, and
mm-hmm.
that was it. And I did text her twice, but I didn't hear anything back.
Huh. So
but I'm not sure why.
How long has it been since the last time you spoke with her?
Mm-hmm.
2.5 weeks.
Well, that's some time.
That is some time.
All right. Well, it could be. I mean, listen, it sounds like a really nice date. Met through mutual friends, went to Vintage Brewing. I know we were just there, had a great lunch with some friends, and great conversation. You love the Game of Thrones, exercise, and that's unfortunate. It happens, but that's why we're here to help you out.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. So
that's why I called.
Logan, we are here to the rescue. We're going to like your super women.
Yes.
Not woman, women.
Women.
Mm-hmm. We're going to fly to your rescue, my man.
That's right.
All right, so we'll play a song next, and then when we get back, we will give Miss Andrea a call and see why she's ghosted you for 2.5 weeks. Sound good?
Great.
All right, honey. Okay. It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are in the midst of Second Date Update between Logan and hopefully Andrea.
Yeah.
Sounds like they had a great time.
It sounds like a really good date, Krista. Mm. Like, it sounded really good.
Yeah.
So,
but it's been 2.5 weeks since he's last spoken to her.
So that's kind of strange.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Again, they met through mutual friends.
Yeah.
They went to Vintage Brewing.
That's good.
They have a lot in common.
That's great. Yeah.
Game of Thrones. Exercising.
I mean, I just didn't see where the problem was.
I know. Now Logan's like, what happened?
Right.
Where am I? That's what we're here for.
That's what we're
All right, Logan, are you ready?
Sure. Ready as I'm going to be.
All right.
Good luck.
Woo-hoo.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andrea?
Yeah.
Hi, Andrea.
Hey,
this
Andrea.
Is Krista and Tracy from Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
So, listen, girl, we just happened to be at the Vintage Brewing like 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
With amazing food, by the way.
Yep.
We couldn't stop enjoying the Bloody Marys ourselves.
I know, that's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we actually saw you on a really great date, which we thought with Logan. Do you remember Logan?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'm lying. We weren't there.
We weren't there.
He was there with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's wondering what went wrong?
Yeah.
He likes you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we went to Vintage Brewing. Uh-huh. It was really cute. I had never been there before randomly. So it was really cute. I mean, I don't know. We met through mutual friends. And, you know, we had a lot in common, so I was excited to meet him. And my first impression was that he was super cute, and I felt like the conversation did go pretty well, but I don't know, like, he kind of, he did this thing that really bothered me during the dinner, and I just, it really turned me off.
Ooh, what's that?
What was it?
He, I mean, basically, he told me the things that I was allowed to order. Like, I wasn't, like, I really wanted this burger all day. I was like, I really want a burger. I just was craving it.
Stop it.
He told me, like, oh, you can have the following four items. And they were all appetizers.
What?
And they were all, like, under $10. And I was hungry. I'd worked all day, and I was starving. And I just, I don't know, it just came off really cheap and, like, controlling.
No. Oh, no. We don't want. No. Listen, we can't wait anymore, girlfriend. No. That is insane. Logan. He is on the phone, Andrea, because it is called Second Date Update.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You were telling her what she can have to eat?
Well, I mean, I just was figuring we'd share some appetizers and, you know, then we could, you know, taste a few things is kind of was my thinking. I mean, I don't know if I was trying to, like, forbid you from getting what you wanted.
No, but I said four times how hungry I was. Even in the text message getting there, I was like, I'm starving.
I mean, I guess I kind of misplayed that. I guess that's what I wanted to have.
I went home and made mac and cheese. Like, I was so hungry.
That is the worst when you go out to dinner and you're still hungry when you get home.
Yes.
Well, and I looked at the tip that he left, and it was not 20%. Like, I just, I don't know. Just
now,
cheap all around.
Logan. It's called dinner time.
Yes.
Logan.
I mean, isn't it? I mean, I thought it was 15% you're supposed to give.
No. That's probably, like, the worst insult you can do, just because I was a server for 10 years.
So was I.
Oh, yeah. Yay, service. It's a lot of work. Believe me, I actually had a $100 bill for a table that I had, and he left me a penny. I was horrified.
That's so rude.
I know. Well, maybe I sucked. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's miscommunication.
Right.
Logan, it sounds like maybe you could do a little bit, you know, be more open to listening to, you know, maybe dates. I don't know. It sounds like there's just a miscommunication where she was telling him she was hungry.
Right.
Or just, like, let your date order what they want.
Or that.
Yeah. It doesn't seem intentional, right, Logan? You didn't intentionally.
No. I mean, I just kind of wanted to just do the app share thing. And I guess I was a little bit, I guess, set in my ways about it. I don't know. But, Andrea, I'll take you out for a burger.
That's so nice.
That is so nice.
I don't know.
Hey, listen.
I went on a date like a couple weeks ago, like a couple days after that other date, and it just went so well. I don't think I'm interested.
Oh, well, it doesn't always work.
No.
Even if we pay for it, we'll pay for the burger.
Right. We'll pay for that burger, girl.
I don't know. Someone like me, you snooze, you lose.
Ooh, wow.
That's how women gotta be.
That's why sometimes they're
mad.
Logan, I'm sorry.
Logan.
That's cool.
Well, we were on a winning streak, Tracy, with
these.
We were.
Yeah.
Can't win them all.
We can't. No. Take the cape off.
I know.